This podcast is on the poem They Clapped, written by Nikki Giovanni. The first heading on your worksheet is subject matter. The poem focuses on the experience of a group of African American tourists who have arrived in the African continent, which they consider to be the motherland. The tourists are eager to experience many aspects of African life and culture, but their expectations are not as neatly met as perhaps they had hoped. By the end of the poem, the tourists have realized that they will always be strangers in this land. The second heading is theme. The theme of migration is the foundation of this poem. The African American tourists hope to re-engage with their ancestral homeland, but the process is not as sanitized as they may have wished. Many of the things they see and experience leaves them feeling uncomfortable, even alienated in their own land. When they finally free themselves from their expectations, they can truly begin to appreciate Africa for the beauty of the people and the richness of the land. Some students find it quite challenging to tease out some of the key ideas in the poem, so we'll have a closer look at the key messages that Giovanni is voicing through this poem. Giovanni suggests early in the poem that the tourists may end up feeling like strangers in this land. Although they are well educated and familiar with many writers and activists for social justice and civil rights, instead, she tells us what they don't understand and what they don't know about Africa. For example, they may have expected special treatment at the airport by the black customs officials, not understanding Africans lack colour prejudice. The tourists are not only affected by both the poverty they see in villages, but also by the wealth they see in the larger cities. This shakes their preconceptions as they gradually realise that there is no difference between the French and the English and the Americans and the Afro-Americans. In other words, there is poverty, injustice, exploitation and enormous wealth in each of these settings. This idea is reinforced when the tourists hear American music and are struck by a child uttering James Brown with reverence. By the end of the poem, the image of Africa which they expected to discover no longer exists for the tourists. It is a dead dream. They realise that Africa, much like other countries, should not be stereotyped but embraced as a place of diversity. There is, however, something positive that emerges from the experience. They have freed themselves from their preconceptions and have finally come to know something of the real Africa. In quote 3, select any 3 images or ideas which you thought were insightful or interesting and write them into your revision worksheet. Try to explain briefly why you've chosen each one. We move on now to imagery. Giovanni includes a powerful image to show that the way the tourists view Africa has been heavily influenced by their upbringing in America. They learned that villages are fun only because you knew the feel of good leather on good pavement. A similarly powerful image is of the tourists crying when they witnessed that Mercedes-Benz were as common in Lagos as Volkswagens are in Berlin. These and many other similar images convey to us vividly that the tourists have misunderstood Africa and that their experience of travel is changing their preconceptions. We move on now to language. Giovanni writes in a documentary style voice in this poem. She literally documents what the tourists did and what they thought and how they felt while experiencing various aspects of life in Africa. The language, therefore, is quite informative. We learn that they shook their heads when they understood that there was no difference between the societies in which poverty and wealth coexist. The speaker's voice is similar to a voiceover in a documentary, commenting on and sharing insights into the various experiences of the tourists. The sixth heading is form. You have probably already talked in class about the way Giovanni has removed all punctuation out of the poem. There are no commas, no full stops, no capital letters. All of the usual signposts which we use in navigating a text. It is possible that Giovanni does this to replicate the experience of the American tourists who have to find their way around Africa and quickly discover that all of the usual signposts, the stereotypes that they had about Africa, are beginning to change from the moment they land. As readers, we too have to work out where one idea ends and another begins. Sometimes this means reading a number of lines several times to try to discover its meaning and understanding. Giovanni also begins the poem with an aerial image, that is, a picture of the tourists clapping as they land on African soil, and ends with clapping as they depart for home. The dream of one Africa is dead, but at least they have discovered the beauty of the people and the richness of the land. Another interesting idea is how the earlier and middle sections of the poem include several short lines, which give the appearance of gaps on the page. Is Giovanni hinting at the gaps in the tourist's understanding by including these in the poem? And similarly, why does she break the final three lines at the end of the poem? Could it signify that there has been a leap in their understanding and that their old stereotypes are now being left behind? The next heading is sound. One notable feature of the poem is the poet's use of anaphora. This is a type of repetition that occurs at the beginning of a line. Giovanni repeats the phrase "they" several times, as in "they clapped," "they smiled," "they rushed," capturing the reactions of the tourist to what they encounter in Africa. You can read more about this technique in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. Our next heading is tone and mood. The tone of the opening line seems to be quite mocking. The speaker is almost exasperated that the well-educated and well-informed tourists already show their ignorance of Africa as soon as they land. The tone is more conciliatory later, where the speaker proposes that all people belong, in a way, to a common tribe, whether they live in Africa or America or France. In the tribe next door, we were all human, and in being human, our lives may be filled with love, or hard physical labour, or suffering, or poverty, or wealth, regardless of where we live. While there was initial disappointment with the tourists that Africa did not meet their expectations, they have at least realised that Africa has as much variety in its culture and in its environment as any other continent, some of it painful and upsetting, and some of it quite breathtakingly beautiful. The final heading is personal response. So, what impression of the tourist did you get from reading this poem? Do you feel sorry for them in any way? Is the impression of Africa which you get from the poem different or similar to your own impression of the continent of Africa before you studied the poem? Are there any ideas about Africa in the poem different than what you may know about Africa from the news or media?